Witnesses said 1 month of warfare in Lebanon has left many southern areas without electricity or water and under curfew by invading Israeli forces. Some Lebanese civilians and their international supporters are planning a humanitarian relief caravan to southern Lebanon. Samai Driss is the editor-in-chief of Al Adab magazine in Beirut and an organizer of the International Civilian Relief Convoy.
There are certain villages that nobody dares to go to because they have been declared under curfew. Only Israel 2 days ago said that it will shoot any car coming to certain parts in the south of Lebanon. And we keep receiving calls asking us to go visit this aunt or to go visit this grandfather. That's one reason why we are having this convoy.
An estimated 1 million people have been displaced from southern Lebanon. Ali Bektash, a member of the San Francisco Bay Area Independent Media Center, is now in Beirut. He says in southern Lebanon and other regions under Israeli curfews, it is difficult to provide humanitarian relief to civilians.
There's a serious shortage in terms of chronic medicine. So, you know, people who have, for example, diabetes or other types of sicknesses, there is a serious shortage in the south of water treatment medicine because, you know, when they bomb these towns, it not only bombed the roads, but they bomb water pipes and gas pipes. So, you know, an epidemic is on the horizon in these places. And none of these medical supplies can get in. It's an extremely risky mission. These people are putting their lives on the line to go down to the south and bring aid and also, you know, show solidarity to these people.
Bektash adds that Israeli forces have also declared curfews in northern Lebanon. He says cars driving in the south at all hours and trucks driving in the north after 8 p.m. will be bombed. Samai Driss says the humanitarian caravan will also bring a message of solidarity to the people of southern Lebanon.
We are not the Red Cross. We are going because we are sending a message that the people in the south are people of Lebanon. They are defending us. They are defending us, people in Beirut, people in the north. And therefore, we are also sending a message that Israel cannot and has no right to impose its diktat on the Lebanese people. It is up to us to decide where to go, not up to the Israeli aircraft and the Israeli ships. We are telling people that if you want to resist, we can help you to resist and to stay in your villages.
Idris and Bektash are calling on all people to protest the one-month anniversary of Israel's invasion this weekend. Protests calling on Israel to withdraw from Lebanon will take place this Saturday in San Francisco and cities across the country and around the world. The website for the International Civilian Relief Convoy is lebanonsolidarity.org. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Christina Onnested.